RunDNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to RunDNA.
In Hookies Power Rankings, Ben reviews every state National League team based in South Australia. Perform well and you're a chance to make the top 10.
Wallace, thank you. Yes, the Power Rankings, of course. I've been getting a couple of clips from my co-hosts, whether it's on air or off air. So I'm going to try and wheel through these as quickly as I possibly can, and I'm going to limit it to 10. Northeast Hockey Club, the women, in 10th spot. They lost in penalties to Seacliff. They've got to go through a preliminary final against the Adelaide Hockey Club, but I reckon they're a chance to bounce back and make their way through to the grand final. Seacliff women are in 9th. They were 1-1 and then 3-2 in penalties over Northeast, as we were just talking about. So they go to 9th spot. In 8th spot, the Seacliff men's team. They defeated your mob Burnside 6-2 in the second semi-final. So that's a real reality check for the Bulldogs. Burnside will meet Port in the prelim. Seacliff will have the luxury week off and be ready for the grand final in a fortnight's time. So Seacliff chasing the men's and women's double, which is a big story in South Australian hockey. At 7th position, the Glenelg men's lacrosse team. They had the week off. They'll meet Brighton next week. In 6th spot, the Crows have dropped all the way down there. They've got to play Hawthorn on Friday night. We've talked about that. In 5th spot is Old Collegians. They had the week off. They'll play Burnside next week. So Old Collegians chasing an undefeated season. Burnside are through after defeating Brighton, and they are the three heavyweights of men's rugby union here in South Australia. In position number 4, the Brighton women's lacrosse team, they had the week off. They're chasing their 8th straight flag. We've already referenced that. Woodville were surprise winners over Glenelg. So that's the grand final matchup at Woodville. So do not rule them out. They've come from 3rd. They haven't looked like it all year, but suddenly they come into that grand final with a bit of momentum. In 3rd spot, Metro Stars. So they had the 2-leg semi-final against Adelaide United. They won the away leg 1-0. The home leg 2-1. They're into the grand final of the NPL SA. Position number 2. This will be a bit of a shock for you guys. It's Adelaide Cobras, who have won 1-0 over Campbelltown City in the women's NPL SA grand final. We did not mention them all year, but they have bloused West Adelaide, as we remember, in the second semi-final, who then missed out to Campbelltown in the preliminary final. So here they are, Cobras, top of the tree with a 1-0 win over Campbelltown. Congratulations to them. They will come out of the rankings after this week, but they finish in 2nd position in the top spot. The Sturt Footy Club, second semi-final winners over Glenelg by 42 points. It was dominant. They get another week off, and they will wait to play in the SANFL grand final in a fortnight, guys.
Well, I believe short, sharp, and shiny were your words used to describe your power rankings this week. I don't know if I can go completely shiny if you're dropping me my Crows down to, I think, number 6 position.
Look, as soon as I finished the order, Soph, I knew that I was going to get some sort of complaint from you. No surprise. Wallace, it looks like you're there with something you want to beef about as well.
Well, I was just surprised that the Crows had dropped so much as well, Hawkey. I couldn't believe it. I was going to ask you, who are you? What score are you predicting on Friday night?
I think they were lucky to hold 6th spot, the Adelaide Crows. They've had some good form coming in, but my word, all of the other teams behind them except Northeast were winners, and they held their spot. They were very lucky to be 6th. Do I think they're going to win? Yeah, I do, but I do think that they've got a lot of work to do to bring some flair to their game. They've got to work out a way to transition the ball from when they win it at half back and get it inside 50. That has been a real sticking point for them. Collingwood absolutely found them out with pressure and made them play a really conservative brand. If they can fix that, they can beat Hawthorn. But Hawthorn are a very good side.
Lookie, I hope I'm sitting nowhere near you at the footy. I don't need this negative energy anywhere near me.
I feel like Eddie Jones at that press conference that he did before he was going to a World Cup and was grizzling about all of the media being so negative about the Australian team. And he said, I've got to have a shower. I've got all this negativity dripping all over me. That'll be you, Soph. You need a shower from my negativity.
100%. But I'm looking forward to the game this weekend, and I'm sure you are too.
A great chat tonight, guys. Always love it.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy Friday.